Good evening, everyone. Our message tonight is dealing with a subject that I titled my message, Conformed or Transformed. Our reading is from Romans 12:2, and it says, Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All who strive to live a sincere and dedicated Christian life feel a certain amount of pressure from the world. When an individual or a congregation stand firm on the word of God, they will be honored and they'll be showered with all kinds of God's blessings. And through the strengths that Christ gives, they will overcome the world and its temptations. But if they adopt the attitude of compromise regarding spiritual values and truths, I tell you, dark days are ahead. Regret, defeat, and sorrow will follow. A man of God once wrote, Many confess they wrestle with an old life inside while trying to live the new life in Christ on the outside. True, some find it difficult to part with the inner passions and attitudes. Some go through difficulties in changing their old ways. And some others also struggle to get control of their desires, fears, during these difficult days. They are striving not to conform to this evil world. In the verse that we read earlier, the apostle, through the Holy Spirit, wants us to think seriously about our life and the various situations we daily face. True, it is getting more and more difficult. The pull of this world is strong and trying hard to influence the Christians to conform to its ways. You know, I do not watch much TV, but with the little I have seen, most of it is simply tasteless, with little value. Since the lockdown, we have seen more and more junk programs being fed to our nation. All power of evil is working to conform the church to its wicked ways. Take, for example, the message offered by a certain ad campaign. I heard it somewhere. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. You know what? This is classic junk food for the brain. This is totally in opposition to what we believe and teach. Many people have moved away from the truth, from morality, ethics, and virtue. They consider these values, out from the past. And there is no place for them, so they say, in our society. The Apostle Peter wrote about them in 1 Peter 5:8 said, Be of sober spirit, be of the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. This is why Paul wrote these verses in Romans as a warning and at the same time encouraging us to stand, especially during these last days. He said, be not conformed. It is time to stand for the truth. It is time to wake up and proclaim the price that was paid for our salvation. It is time to think about God's love and power and how they have affected our lives. It is time to think of our families and all the natural gifts and resources that has given us by God. It is time to denounce that conformity with this world is animosity to our Christ and time to live in harmony with the will of God. Friends, there is an evil tide that is sweeping many today and has penetrated the Church of God. It is time to let the world see the miraculous transformation that happened when Christ took control of our lives. Granted, it is a fight against the power of evil, but you know what? We have victory in Christ. Paul writes to the saints in Corinth, in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day." We are, thank God, being transformed as we walk with God. The apostle realized that living a Christ-like life is a battle, and not easy, but fulfilling and rewarding. He went through a lot of afflictions and very painful situations, but he writes in Romans 8:37, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us." No matter how difficult it gets, we are to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Paul himself said, "I have fought a good fight." And a man of God said, "The conquest of self by the power of Christ is the biggest battle we must wage." We have a victorious Christ, and we are walking with the one who knew no defeat. Paul walked by faith. He trusted his Savior and believed in what God will do. He says in Philippians 3:21, "The Lord Jesus Christ will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory." When the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to conform to the heathen king and fall and worship the golden image, they did not bow as if they were saying to the king, "We will not conform to your command." Instead, listen to their answer. "O King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O King." They threw them in the furnace of blazing fire, but God saved them and transformed them and prospered them in the Babylonian kingdom. The same happened to Daniel, and the Lord rescued him from the lion's den and promoted him in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. These men of God were honored because they refused to conform to this evil world and worship heathen images. They stood on the promises of God. Conformed? No. Transformed? Yes. These men resolved in their hearts that they would not defile themselves with anything that had to do with this world, and they succeeded. They set a high example for us and for all ages to follow. Friends, the dedicated life is also the transformed life. It calls for a decisive commitment. We must be continually vigilant, on alert, to overcome the threats that come from the enemy. We are in the world on a mission, and as ambassadors for Christ, we are to oppose those who promote the lies of the devil and conformity to their foolish ways. This kind of conformity is passing and should not have any place in the lives of God's children. We are to heed the command to be transformed. It is a process of complete renunciation and renewal at the same time. Our goal should always be honoring God in whatever we do. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:16, proclaiming the excellencies of Him. This is our duty, proclaiming the excellencies of Him who has called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. And may the Lord bless His word. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.